Good morning, Carroll County. This is Commissioner Gordon. I have the podcast this weekend. This weekend, I have a guest. I have Jay Ubel with me, who's with the Department of Technology Services. He's the Carroll County Broadband Project Manager, and we're going to be discussing what's going on with broadband in Carroll County, and also going to be talking about the Chromebook giveaway that's currently being offered in the community as well. So I wanted just to update the public on some opportunities and technology that is currently available in Carroll County and give a little more detail on that today. So good morning, Jay. I wanted to talk to you a little bit about, so what's going on with broadband here in Carroll County?
Well, good morning, Commissioner. Thanks for having me. There is a lot going on within the last couple of years. Briefly, here's what's going on, and we'll talk about and touch on each of these. The county put together at the end of last year a broadband RFP to service providers to build out to unserved homes in the communities. We'll talk more about what those houses are in that program. The next is another big one coming up is the long driveway or hard to reach program. That is for people that a provider passes by their house and they have driveways more than 400 feet and they can't afford, the service provider wants to charge them to bring service to their house. We have a grant program starting for that. Currently, we have a number of builds in progress covering roughly 3,000-4,000 homes. And we've started a low-income laptop giveaway program. The county has created somewhat of a broadband toolbox of resources by participating in a number of federal and state grant programs that are available to us. The plan is to provide near 100% wired internet connectivity to all the households in the county. There's roughly 6,000 homes right now that don't have internet connectivity. 3,000 to 3,500 of those right now are under some grant program scheduled to be connected. The county to date has committed approximately $47 million in grant money to broadband. That said, Carroll County has won the most grant money of any other county in the state, believe it or not. So I get a lot of questions about how come the county isn't spending any money. We're a rural county close to a lot of the big suburbs and we can't get internet here. Well, we are spending the money and the money is coming and the builds are coming.
And I know everybody's glad to hear that because I hear that quite a bit too as to, you know, the challenges like you've mentioned with the driveway connectivity as well as being in some of the rural areas. It is very challenging at times to say the least.
Yes, Commissioner. At the end of 2023, the county awarded a $4.4 million grant to Comcast and Verizon to build the unserved homes throughout the county. This money is coming from the federal fiscal recovery funds that the county reserved for broadband. The construction for these projects should start by the end of the summer or the fall and hopefully will be completed by the end of the year. The homes covered under this grant will be shown on the county's broadband map that you can find on the county's website. Comcast won a grant for approximately 800 homes throughout the county, and Verizon won a grant for 160 homes, mostly in the western part of Mount Airy.
That's quite impressive to see almost 1,000 homes between the two companies. I think that'll be, without question, a great, you know, service to the people that live in our county. You had mentioned the long driveway. What's going on with the long driveway that are hard to reach grant award? What's happening there right now?
So the long driveway program is a grant program that the state of Maryland is giving out to each of the counties. The award is $1.1 million that is coming to Carroll County to connect homes with driveways longer than a service provider will install at no cost. The state is providing up to $8,000 per home with a required 25% match. Now, that match can be met either by the county, the homeowner, or the service provider. Working with Comcast, Comcast has agreed to provide a 33% match up to $4,000 of the cost. So they won't exceed $4,000. The county provide up to another $4,000 match, again, using fiscal recovery funds. This will provide a maximum of up to $16,000 per household.
That's really incredibly impressive, and I think that'll definitely give a lot of people some assistance and comfort in that, because I know I've talked to a number of people in some of the rural areas, and they're telling me at the current situation, they're looking at, you know, potentially a $16,000 or $20,000 bill just to have the internet run at this point. So I think that's a great opportunity without question. What are the eligibility requirements for the program?
So homes must be passed by a service provider's current network with a driveway longer than 300 feet, and eligible homes must not be part of an existing grant area. As I said before, there's approximately 3,500 homes that are scheduled to be built already covered under a grant. So those would not be eligible at this time.
Do we have any information as to how many homes might be covered under this program with the driveways?
Yes, I did some calculations. There are roughly 300 to 400 homes that we identified that potentially would qualify for this grant.
That'd be rather significant. So that would be on top of the other 960. So we'd be looking, is that correct? It'd be another several hundred on top of that.
Yes.
That's very impressive given some of the difficulties in our rural area.
Yeah, like I said, we're trying to bring 100% connectivity to the county within the next 3 to 5 years. Will we ever get to 100% connectivity? Probably not, but I'm shooting for that. So we'll see what happens.
No, it's a great goal. I know there's definitely people I talk to, and I know my colleagues talk to, that are, you know, having to find some rather creative ways, for lack of a better way of putting it, to be able to have internet. And internet today is so prevalent and so needed and used in our daily lives versus what it was even, say, 10 years ago. When will the program start?
Well, the county's waiting for a formal contract from the state. We've already been notified of the award, so we're just waiting for a contract. That should be coming within the next few weeks. They promised us by early spring that program, we could launch the program. When open, the county will announce the program through a press release. Information will also be put on the county's broadband page. I recommend homeowners that are interested to go out to the county's broadband website and complete the broadband survey that's out there. There is a question on there that asks if you have a long driveway that a service provider has told you is going to cost you a lot of money to connect. If you answer yes to that question, make sure that you leave your name, address, and phone number and email address. I will send out an email notifying everybody that answered yes to that question. Now we have roughly about 800 to 1,000 people that have responded to that survey, identified close to 300 people so far that have answered yes to the long driveway question.
That's very, very significant number of people. So hopefully we'll be able to move that along and get a lot of people connected, which will be invaluable to everybody in our community. So you were saying, so within the process, how does the homeowner sign up?
So once the program is announced, we will, like I said, put out a press release, and then I will post an application on the county's broadband website. There'll be a 12-week application period for homeowners to sign up. Homeowners, if you don't have access to the internet, you may also contact my office, and I will help you fill out the application. The grants will be given on a first-come, first-served basis. Like I said, I've identified 300 to 400 homes, and depending on how much it's going to cost per home, we're guessing roughly $6,000 a home. That will depend on how long the money lasts. So if you're interested in the program, sign up early.
I appreciate you sharing that. Are there any builds in process right now?
Yes, Commissioner. Quantum Telecommunications out of Manchester has been awarded a number of grants already in the past several years. They have completed several grants at this point, and they're starting to connect homes in areas as well. They have completed infrastructure builds and starting to connect homes in the Sullivan Road area, as well as Gorsuch, Broadbeck, Shiloh, Huffman Mill, and Gablehammer Roads. They completed the infrastructure for Northeastern Carroll, Hampstead area the end of last year, and they are now in the process of connecting homes, running what we call drops to homes to get them connected. So if you're interested in getting internet in those areas, contact Quantum Telecommunications. Additionally, Quantum will start building what we affectionately call NIG 22 and 23. That stands for Network Infrastructure Grant. That is a state program that Quantum won funds for and the county put up matching dollars for. This is also what we call the West Carroll Project. So most of the builds will be in West Carroll, although it does include other areas as well. So we're talking about the Tawnytown area, Union Bridge, Union Mills, and a couple other areas. But there are some other areas that are scattered throughout the county that will include also. This consists of approximately 3,000 homes. Quantum is scheduled to start the project by mid-April, so hopefully coming up this next month. They put it out to bid for contractors, and now they're deciding on which contractor they're going to use to build this. They're hoping to have the project done within 180 days or 6 months, but it is a large project to connect 3,000 homes in that time frame. So we'll see. Actually, I should skip that part.
So with this large project of roughly 3,000 homes, when do you think roughly with that kind of a time frame are they looking at for a completion date?
So the grant has a project completion date of 2025 for NIG 22 and 2026 for NIG 23 areas. NIG 22 is by far the largest part of the grant, or the largest grant covering the most homes. If you'd like to figure out whether your house is within one of those areas, the county has created a broadband map on the county's webpage. You can go and put your address in there, and it will pop your address up showing you, it'll be a colored dot as to which grant area that your house is in. If it's not in, it'll also tell you if it's currently has service or if there are no grants at this time scheduled for service.
That'll definitely be helpful, to say the least. And again, you're talking a lot of significant numbers of homes there. So I think that's definitely moving Carroll County in the right direction when it comes to access to internet and additional technology.
I mentioned earlier there are roughly 6,000 homes that have no reliable internet connectivity at this point. After the NIG 22 and 23 builds are complete and the $4.4 million grant that the county just put out, we'll knock that number down to roughly 2,000 homes.
Wow, that's impressive. I had mentioned just briefly in the introduction that we were going to talk a little bit about technology and the Chromebooks. So currently there's an opportunity for Chromebooks to be given away for low-income families. I was wondering if you could kind of give myself and the public listening some of information regarding that and how that program is set up and organized, and how's it going so far?
The program's going very well. We got off to a slow start back in the beginning of the year, but it seems to be picking up momentum. We've to date given out roughly 2,000 Chromebooks. The county applied for a grant from the state called the Connected Devices Program and was awarded 5,000 Chromebooks to distribute throughout the county. The program was designed as part of the state's digital equity program. So what's occurring here with federal funding and so on, it's not just trying to get connectivity, but also get devices into people's hands that need them to be able to use the connectivity, and also to provide training and support for people that have a difficult time with technology.
And that's so significant and so important these days. As I mentioned earlier, as we all know, technology has become pretty much a significant piece of our daily lives, whether it be your phone, whether it be access to computers, but the internet and everything from what was once considered, I guess, a luxury in some aspects, it is something
difficult to live without.
Yes, yep. We just totally use it every day. So in regards to that, how can anyone that's eligible, how can they get a free Chromebook?
So the county has partnered with the Carroll County Innovation Center to put on distribution events. To be eligible, only Carroll County residents are eligible to receive a Chromebook, and they must meet one of the eligibility requirements. The other counties throughout Maryland also have similar programs going on, and they must meet one of the eligibility requirements. Now, if you go to the Carroll County Innovation and Tech Center's website, you'll be able to find the eligibility requirements and the distribution dates.
So in regards to that, is there any specifics as to how you can acquire one of these or go, you know, for the distribution? I know there's been a couple locations to date where Chromebooks have been distributed to the public. What's the best way for somebody that's interested to go about looking into that?
So Carroll County is partnering with the Carroll County Innovation and Tech Council. The Tech Council is putting on distribution events. Eligibility and distribution dates and locations can be found on the Carroll County Tech and Innovation Center's website. That address is, and it's all one word, it's carrolltechcouncil.org/free-computer. Or you can just go do a Google search on Carroll County Tech Council and their website will pop up for you. Links can also be found on the Carroll County government's broadband webpage.
With this opportunity, what's the time frame? Is there, you know, an end date for this program, or how is that structured and set up to be available?
The grant program was originally to last 6 months, which means it would end this April, but we're asking the state for an extension. We're going to probably ask for a 6 month extension. Like you said, to date, we've given out 2,000 of these Chromebooks. I think we'll easily give away the 5,000 that we have.
Well, that's great, because obviously, you know, it's always good to see opportunity for those of our residents that definitely can use the assistance without question. Just a great opportunity for all. Where can residents get information about county broadband?
So the county has done some extensive updating of the broadband information on the county webpage.
And I guess, you know, obviously you're given a lot of different information for residents and people in the community that are looking for access to broadband. What kind of information is typically found on that internet page?
So the information you can find out there are current broadband updates. So if you're interested to see if your area of the county is being built or when a particular grant program is coming out, there'll be an update section there that will tell you what the progress is on those current builds and any additional grants that we might get. More important items there are the county broadband map. Like I said before, you can actually go out, put your address in there in the search box, and it'll come up and tell you the state of your broadband connectivity. If you don't have broadband at this point, that'll show you if your house is in one of the granted areas and then when construction should start in those areas. Another important one, we launched a broadband survey about the middle of last year, I believe it was around August sometime. It's really important for the county to get information about residents' experiences in broadband. There are a couple of grant programs that are coming up. And like I said, we're trying to create maps. The maps are not always going to be 100%, but we use this broadband survey information to make sure that we're covering every house that's in here so we can get to that 100% connectivity.
Is there a easy web address that would take a resident to the broadband page?
Yes, of course, Commissioner. We are a high-tech county here. The county's created a web address called carolbroadband.info. So it's carolbroadband.info. And that will take you right to the county's broadband page.
That's great, because obviously, you know, we want to make things as available and easy and accessible. So I'm glad to see that we have that opportunity for our residents and people in the community so they can get all that amazing information you were mentioning right there. And also, I know we've talked about it in session, and I don't know, in some cases, I know some of the public watches pretty consistently and it gets talked about with their neighbors and friends. But could you tell me a little about Antietam Broadband and what they're doing in our county?
Yeah, so Antietam Broadband came to the county last year and said that they are going to come and build in the municipalities in the area or the high density areas of the county, as opposed to going for the unserved portions of the county. They want to bring competition basically to other service providers in the area. They're bringing a fiber to the home product. So it is high tech, up to date technology that they're bringing to the county. I mentioned the broadband survey before. The most asked question that I get is, how can we get competition to current providers? I was really shocked by that because that is 2-1 to anyone asking me, when am I going to get broadband to my unserved house?
Wow.
And just so you know, I also get a lot of questions. Why can't the county make providers come build to my house? Well, by federal law, we really can't do that unless we're actually funding them to do so. And then we have more requirements. By federal law, we actually can't make them a provider build.
Now, that makes perfect sense because you're talking about a private company within that with that industry. I would assume that's just the same as any other real industry in a lot of ways when it comes to interacting with the community as a whole. So with, say, Antietam, did the county ask them to come in or was that and did we provide any money to Antietam or what's the process and structure of how that came about?
Yes, Commissioner, broadband, unlike telephone service, is an unregulated service. So there are regulations around that that prevent government interference to some extent. The county did not ask Antietam Broadband to come into the county. Any provider is welcome to come into the county, and we encourage any provider that wants to build into the county to come in. This was a financial decision that Antietam Broadband made on their own. They see an opportunity to provide competition to the area, and that was their own decision. The county has no involvement other than issuing permits to use the county right-of-ways, and as I said before, and the county cannot, by law, prevent them from building.
So if my house isn't part of a current grant, will there be additional grants potentially down the road in the future for other residents?
Yes, we're not finished. We have a number of large grants that are in process right now. The federal government last year announced a program called Broadband Equity Access and Deployment, or affectionately known as BEAD. BEAD is a $42 billion grant that the federal government is providing to the states and counties to finish building to all the unserved homes in the country. Maryland has received $267 million, and that money is supposed to provide 100% connectivity to the state. To date, the county does not know how much grant money we will be receiving. The process for BEAD right now is the state of Maryland and the states are creating a process called a challenge process, where they actually go out and identify homes that don't have internet service or not part of any other grants at this point. At that point, they will release this information to the counties and to the service providers, and the counties will have the opportunity to go back and dispute any of this. So if a service provider is saying they actually provide service to a particular area and they don't, we can step in and say that area is not covered, and then the service provider will actually have to challenge that or prove that it is. So this is supposed to bring 100% connectivity to the county. Whether it will or not, we're not sure at this point until we actually see how much money we're getting and what homes that are being covered. But that said, we do have a good head start on understanding where the money needs to go with all the time that we spend on putting together the broadband map.
Obviously, it's still moving us in that correct direction, which is getting more people connected, which is so vastly important in this day and age. Any idea when the BEAD program will start up? Is there any start date for that yet, or is that still tentatively kind of in the works?
So yeah, it's still in the works at this point. Each state will start on its own time frame. The states had to put together a broadband plan, and what they currently did is they put together a preliminary plan. The next phase of that is to go out and do the challenge process, which is to make sure that we've got all the houses covered. When that's done, the states will put out a final proposal, and then internet providers can go out and actually bid on the areas that are open. So what the state's going to do is basically package up these areas of unserved homes and put them out for bid. I expect that to occur probably sometime in the fall of this year. I would not expect builds to start until sometime late next year. So we're talking about a project that could go on to 2027.
You know, you're talking about this project. I mean, the reality of it is the county was interacting, I think if I remember correctly, with the federal government previously. You all were looking at some of the mapping as to what they saw as areas of limited connectivity or no connectivity. And I know there was some, I guess, areas that you all had to go back and kind of have those conversations as they kind of had it noted as potentially being connected versus you had a better feel locally that it was not. Is that correct?
Yes, Commissioner. I'm very proud of the mapping that we did. As I go and I look at what the state and federal government has put out there, our mapping is way more accurate than anything that I've seen come from the state and federal government. So I feel pretty good that we know where we need to actually start building.
And I think that's fantastic. And I think obviously, you know, everybody involved with that process from Carroll County government, I think it was just, you know, it just shows the dedication of Carroll County government and more importantly, the people that work for Carroll County government who also many live here. So it's us, you know, and you all giving back to the community and helping, which is without question one of the most important things, if not the most important thing we do, which is, you know, looking out and helping everybody. You know, we've talked about the Chromebooks, we've talked about broadband. Let's say I can't get internet. What other options do I have out there?
So the good news there is a number of options are starting to become available. One of the big options that just started to become available this year is a company called Starlink. Starlink is a satellite internet service plan, but it's unlike the satellite programs of the past, such as HughesNet and so on. Starlink is what is considered low Earth orbit satellites. That means that the satellites are much closer to Earth, so the service is much better. The speeds are faster, they're less prone to weather conditions. Delay getting up and down from the satellites is a whole lot less compared to some of the high Earth orbit services that are currently out there where they are affected by weather and there is a significant delay getting up and down from the satellite. So doing things like gaming and online video and so on is difficult to use their services for. Plus their speeds are generally a lot slower and less stable.
Is there anybody else other than Starlink right now that you would recommend or another opportunity that's out there?
So yeah, so both T-Mobile and Verizon are having what they called a home fixed wireless project where they're building a home fixed wireless solution. This uses what T-Mobile and Verizon are doing is they're going to their existing cell phone towers and they're beefing them up with 5G service and they're creating unlimited internet plans for a very affordable price. Most of them are in the $50 to $40 price range. Now, that said, some of the higher density areas are going to have a difficult time getting this, and their speeds are going to vary. So your performance for any one of these services is going to vary based on where you are and how many people are actually subscribed to that service. I've heard some of the areas in the county where I expected to have really good service are having poor service, and some of the less populated areas of the county that are just finally starting to get in this are seeing good results. Now, that said, Starlink, I get a lot of people that are calling me, telling me how satisfied they are with Starlink, and it's working very well for them.
Well, I'm great to see that we've got a couple other options out there. Obviously, I appreciate you coming in today, Jay, and us getting to talk a little bit about this and kind of update our residents and let everybody know what the opportunities are out there. And I just, you know, can't thank everybody involved with county staff for all the hard work they're doing on this. And I know, you know, the people of Carroll County are incredibly grateful because, as we've talked about this morning, internet access is really paramount to lifestyle at this point. So I just want to thank you for coming in today.
Thank you for having me, Commissioner. I'm happy to get this information out. This is really a fun job for me to do, bringing something that is going to change the lives of Carroll County residents.
And thank you for coming in.